Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here, and much deserved, too. Mr. Humble. Welcome back to 34 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Rich Gannon is here. That's right. Richie's back. Rich is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than coming up on 16 years. How about that? Wow. He's the purveyor of Mullings.com, the twice weekly cyber column I've encouraged you to subscribe to for a long time. And he's a political operative of the Republican persuasion. And he's our good friend, Rich. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sir. Nice to be with you.
Good to have you back. And, Rich, June was a very interesting month over at the Supreme Court building.
Right.
And after the week after the big rulings on same-sex marriage, on Obamacare, et cetera, I asked my audience this question. In light of recent Supreme Court rulings and other, what do you think about the High Court? And here were their options. Supreme Court decisions are appropriately adjusting to the times. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court is now a liberal institution. Also one about it is now a conservative institution. And then I don't know. So 26% said the Supreme Court is adjusting to the times. 71% said the Supreme Court is now a liberal institution. 0 said it was a conservative institution. What do you think?
Oh, percent didn't know. I kind of lost track.
Percent was didn't know. Said 3%. They not a consequential. So about 1/4 said appropriate, and about 3/4, almost 3/4, said that it was a liberal institution.
Well, here's a couple of things. I mean, I am not a lawyer, and I keep any time I write about the Supreme Court, I start with that. My total law knowledge comes from 1 3-hour con law class in college, you know, 50 years ago. So that's everything I know about the Constitution. But one of the things that I think you have to factor into that, Jim, is that when the Supreme Court rules the way people think it should rule, because it's got a 5-4 conservative majority, it doesn't make nearly as much news as it does when it goes against the grain.
Right.
I mean, this is a court that many of our listeners won't remember this, but there was what was called the Warren Court. Dwight Eisenhower, when he was president,
right. Of course.
Appointed Governor
many people spit when they say the Warren Court.
That's exactly right. But it was a Republican court. Eisenhower appointed or nominated Earl Warren of California to be Chief Justice. And that became one of the most liberal courts in history,
of course,
even though it was a Republican. So we did hear murmurs here in Washington about this being the second Warren Court. But these decisions have been, two things. One, the decisions have been very closely drawn. I mean, you can disagree with them or agree with them. I actually read those things because it keeps my lips moving. And number two is, that the Constitution is not the Bible. The Constitution is one big long compromise from a bunch of white guys woolen suits in 100-degree temperatures, and it should change with the times. But the fact, I mean, if you need a long-term look at why the Supreme Court has been so valuable in the United States history, is we only have 27 amendments in all these years.
Yep.
Oh, you look at New York, for instance. I think the Constitution is 4 pages long. And the amendments are 2,000 pages long.
One of the things I want to get to, though, Rich, and just real quick, we've got a minute or so left, is the ideology of the justices. You got 4 that we already know how they're going to vote.
Mm-hmm.
We got 3 on the left. You got 3 on the right. We already know how they're going to vote, right?
Right.
Pretty much. And then you got a couple in the middle,
Right.
And so the truth is it does whiplash people. It does regular folks out on Main Street. It does seem, I don't know how it seems, but it's just interesting that all these major decisions that are being made by one or two people.
They aren't
elected. And so the point I make is that the Supreme Court is not – these justices are only supreme because they're the ultimate court. They're not supreme because the individuals are supreme.
No, but you hope that over time that the universe of the nine of them will be supreme because they have studied these issues so closely.
But it does trouble me, and I'm being intellectually honest here. It is troubling that we already know how four of them are going to vote. We already know how seven of them are going to vote. Right.
Pretty much. Down to Kennedy and Roberts are the only.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's the scary part to me. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Rich Galen after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.